after, I think has made a difference throughout the country. And I think this is the danger, frankly, this is the argument we've got to win in the coming, well, the coming week, actually, in particular, we've got to win this argument. The coalition have a very simple strategy. Cameron has a very simple strategy, in my view. It's basically to say the deficit is the only thing that matters in our society. Ignore every other problem, it's the deficit that matters. And that is then a route for him to pursue the ideology he believes, which is to dramatically scale back the role and size of the state. And then he wants to say, 4 years' time, or 5 years' time, look, it was all these people's fault that we had the deficit. That's why we had to make the cuts. Now vote for me, and we can have lots more tax cuts, and we can let the good times roll. And that's why we have to take him on ideologically. A few billion here or there is an important argument to make, but you also have to take him on ideologically in three parts. One, cutting now is madness. And it's not just me saying it. Lillian was going to be the editor of the FT, the Financial Times was on any questions about that. He was saying it, that he thought it was going too far. It's not a well-known revolutionary journal, the Financial Times. So it is madness to be cutting now. And actually, what's criminal about what they're doing is they have led the G20, the big 20 countries around the world. They've shifted the balance of power so that they're all now saying we should cut now. So that's the first thing. Secondly, that it's incredibly short-sighted to be making cuts like in Sheffield Forge Masters, which would have given us an industrial future in nuclear, because it's not only wrong, but it will deprive us of the tax receipts and the jobs that we need to get down the deficit. That's the second thing. And the third thing is that we have to attack the unfairness of some of the cuts. Because just to give you an example, the richest borough in London, Richmond, is having £900,000 cut. Newark, one of the poorest boroughs in Britain, is having £4.5 million cut. Why is that? Because they're saying, well, it's an across-the-board percentage. Well, you know, I'm sorry, if you have to make reductions, it's the richest areas that should bear the heaviest burden. That's not fair. And frankly, we have to take the argument, not just the Tories, but the Lib Dems on this. Because people in this area, and lots of people who are good people of goodwill, voted Lib Dem because they thought they were more progressive than us. And this is what they've ended up with. And part of, I think, what we have to do as a party in the coming week is really put pressure on those Lib Dem MPs next weekend so that when they go back to their constituency, they don't have an easy ride. They have people saying, no, you have to vote against the budget or there will be hell to pay at the coming election. This is the budget you have to vote against. But I think as a party, that campaign is very, very important because Tories are going to vote for the budget, but the Lib Dems really have to feel the heat from us in the coming week or so.
So you, are you saying that you will champion the arts as an investment?
The
okay. Brilliant, thank you.